Blog Talk Radio.
A big mouth, a big mouth. There's a rumor being said about me and the crew, about something we did or supposed to do. You might not have heard it, or maybe you have, but when I first heard it, all I did was laugh. I used to get angry and all uptight, but you can say what you want to spell my name right. Cause all I never give to you was rock of the house. But that's not what the rumor was all about. Now if you like the then tell all your friends. And if you don't, wait until you see me again. This way I can hear from the host's mouth. And right then and there we can straighten it out. Because I don't get involved with he said, she said. So take my advice and quit while you're ahead. Because one day I might not last. The day your mouth right back, no behind can't catch.
You got a big mouth. A big mouth. You got a big mouth.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Big Mouth, and it's Saturday. It's Easter weekend. Let me start off by saying this. The views and opinions that you hear on this show, on That's What's Up, are solely the opinions of Big Mouth. I'm just rambling and running my mouth, you know, blabbermouth. This our she. What's up? Hi, everybody. It's a Easter weekend. It's so pretty outside in Chicago. I mean, it's a gorgeous day. Man, I was out walking around. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. But before I get to going, let me give a shout out to Blog Talk Radio. Because if it wasn't for Blog Talk, I swear for God, I wouldn't have a background. I mean, a platform. And shout out to 2G's, the Grand Pooh by himself, Marcel Odom. Who else do I need to give a shout out to? And to Cappuccino, I haven't forgotten about you. And Miss Beth, we love you, or I love you. Anyway, y'all, shout out to everybody. It's so many countries for me to name. It's just too many of them. So I just want to give a shout out to every country that takes a listen to me and every city. I love it, love it, love it, love it, y'all. So on that note, let's get down to what's been happening out here, out here. Not much, y'all. No test. That's the cool part about it. Well, I don't know. I lied. I had to take another one. I just found out the other day. So I'm not going to talk about that much. But what the hell is going on? I got so much stuff to catch up on. I've been talking to myself around the house. And I thought, well, let me get up and chat with y'all about some of this stuff so that the people next door wouldn't think I was crazy. And was talking to myself, even though I was. But, you know me, I'm a blabbermouth. I ain't got nothing else to do. But it's too much. Too much is going on. Too much. We've got the Trumpster, or Orange Crush, should I say. We got that Black Beetle, Supreme Justice. I can't stand him. I can't. Ooh, can you tell? You will find out later on. What else? Latasha and Tiffany, the girls from Escape. What the hell is going on with that? You know what I heard the other day? I heard somebody say something about Tamar, that Tamar looked like she had, spoons for eyes, or that her jaws had looked, you know, like rocks, but they look like rocks. And you know what? I hate to say it, but it kind of does. I got in trouble once before. I had posted a picture of her, and she was crying. That's when she had all the hair. And she was crying, and I showed the picture of her. And they came after me about that, so told me that was not a real picture, and whatever. So I'm not going to go off on or say too much about Miss Rye's rocks in the eyeballs and spoons for eyeball girl, Miss Baldy, because I don't want her coming after me because, you know, she got a quick tongue. She ain't got nothing else to do but just come after people. So anyway, so I'll talk about them today. And the LSU game, that shit was so wild. That was good. Congratulations to those girls. But that was a little mess going on right there with the hand gestures. And you know what's the funny part? Well, I'll talk about it later, but the hand gestures. And what's that one girl, the teammate from LSU, that's a rapper? She's good as hell. She really is. She did a remake of Lauryn Hill's song, and man, she did her family some good. Big ups to her and the job well done for that. And I know what I forgot about. You know what's going on that's kind of on my mind? What is this going on with AI? Artificial intelligence. So they're using that a lot with music now. And we'll get into that a little bit later. I'm like, what the hell is going on? It's just so much weird shit going on. You know, my father had said things will probably get much worse before it'll get better. And he ain't never lied. He ain't never, never, ever lied. So, you know. All right, y'all. And on that note, I'm going to take a quick break. You know, I always got to get myself together. Take a quick little break, and then I'll be right back, all right? And on that note, that's what's up.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horse and Dickey's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat?
Climb the mountain.
What mountain?
Swim the sea.
What sea?
Welcome back, y'all. That's what's up. It's your girl, Big Mouth, and it's Easter weekend. And boy, do I have some stuff to talk to you about. The first thing that's been on my mind, Clarence Thomas. I call him the Black Beetle. I don't know, all right, so this is how it goes. This week, Clarence Thomas was, they got in trouble a little bit. They tried to say that he wasn't clearing or letting folks know that he was being gifted all these extravagant trips. He said he would rather be at a trailer park. First of all, my ninja, shut the F up, because we all know that that's some BS that you're talking about. I mean, one thing about Clarence Thomas, y'all, I really don't care for him. Now, I'm not going to say I never did. In the very, 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 very beginning of his term in office as a Supreme Justice, I was attending Howard University. And he was cutting through the back area where we would catch our shuttle bus. And I was crossing the street, and he was flying through this area. And he almost hit me. So I have never cared for Clarence Thomas because of that, Black Buster. I mean, that was first and foremost. Then, you know, he's coming in after Thurgood Marshall, and then you sit on that bench like a stoop on a bump of a log and not saying nothing, not doing nothing, and you're against, the advancement of people at that. He just really upsets me. I cannot stand Clarence Thomas. Well, anyways, y'all, so back to my story. So he recently got in trouble about not clearing, you know, these gifts and talking about he would rather, you know, be on a trailer park than on these extravagant, you know, things. Like, for real. Like, you have all these chefs and all this stuff, and you're cool with that. But we all know you married to a Karen, a Becky Ann. Let's call her Becky Ann. That's another one that I have a problem with, because she always looks like she's smelling something, like something stink or something. I don't know. But anyway, they changed the rules about letting folks know, you know, if they get these gifts or not. And he's like, well, you know, I didn't say it before because, you know, the person that had been doing this to him was this really rich millionaire guy. And this was something that he was able to not declare or say was happening on his behalf. But now he claims that he's going to start letting everybody know, you know, if he's offered or gifted anything extravagant like this again. But he's such a bullshitter. And that goes for his wife, Becky Ann. And that's what I'm going to call it. Excuse me, y'all. Becky Ann. Because she's another one. She's been back-ending, like, well, not back-ending. That's not a good choice of words. But she's been, like, loitering. What do they call that when they go and help and try to get people to go on people's opinion and whatever else? Because she's a Trumpster. I needed to say that. And she's a Trumpster. She's a Republican. And there's nothing wrong with being a Republican. There really isn't. But that group, the Rumpsters, they're crazy. And, you know, what really, really gets me is just to see how people, all this bigotry and hatred is coming to the forefront. It's like it's you can't miss it. And it just angers me so. But anyway, back to them two. So she's been running around trying to, you know, get Trump back into office and blah, blah, Skippy, and then she had gotten in trouble for doing this. And so they were saying that the Black Beetle needs to, like, step down so that it doesn't show the favoritism on his end when judging things on the Supreme Court. So, anyway, those two, I'm going to leave that alone before I get myself in trouble. But, yeah, I can't stand him because he almost hit me, and I always talk about this story. I cannot stand him, and I can't stand him when he was going through the trials with Anita, what's her name, Anita Davis, and whatever that woman's name was, for sexual, essay. I better say, I'm not going to mess with the algorithm, the essay. Oh, he's such a Black Beetle. I mean, he got through things based on his income and what lifestyle he had come from and moved on up. And because of that, now he wants to take that away from other people having that opportunity. Oh, Lord. Anyway. Oh, I cannot stand him. I don't like him. I really don't like him. And you know what's even crazier? So back in the day when he was going through all this stuff and he wanted to, you know, take this stuff away that helped him advance, his family was living pretty bad. I mean, they were showing places where they lived and they, you know, but he wasn't trying to help them, like, improve their state of living. It was just, I don't know. He reminds me of, Uncle Remus. Ain't that the band's name? Anyway, he just reminds me of him, and I don't care for him much at all. I really don't. He's such a... I'm telling y'all, that's how he makes me feel. I can't stand him. Little Black Busters, you and your, oh, Lord, let me go calm down. Like, seriously. No, seriously. Yeah, I'm going to have to calm down a little bit because I can't stand him. I just cannot stand him. So, I got some more stuff. You know, give me a minute. And that's what's up. And I'll be back.
niggas in the streets, I'm litty. With a bad bitch through the whole pandemic. When they hit the hole through the whole night in it. Eating and beating the whole night swimming.
Welcome back, y'all. That's what's up. It's your girl, Big Mouth. And I'm just chilling. It's Easter weekend, and I've got my ham and my potato salad. That's all I wanted. I didn't want a whole bunch of stuff. And I got some greens, but I'm not really trying to make a big old meal. You know, I'm a foodie. I always talk about eating. But back to the subject at hand. That Black Beetle, y'all thought I forgot. I had to go woosah. Every time I think about him, he makes me mad. So it's Easter, and I'm trying to be happy. Happy and feeling and funny and gay. Anyway, y'all, what in the hell is going on with Escape? The sister, Latasha, done stole the money from her little sister. And then, I guess, from Candy and them two or something, I don't know, and her husband, and she been boo-hooing and crying and talking about she ain't steal nothing. But then she going to say, I got proof, and so did my sister. Well, if you have proof of not doing something that you didn't do, what's the proof of? That's the part I don't understand. But anyway, it appears that, like, they had lots of documents. Tamika Tiny, her mom, filled out some paperwork for them. Boy, do I know about filling out paperwork. That's why I came back to this stuff with this triple D. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But anyway, so she filled out paperwork for them to get, you know, like money, royalties off their songs. And I think apparently Latasha and her husband forged some paperwork and sent addresses to where her sister's money wouldn't go to her sister. It would come to them. And then a promoter was giving them kickback and stuff. Child, she knows she took that money. She knows she took that money, and she might as well just face it and say, you know, she did it. Because all this going around and crying on camera and trying to explain, you know, when people explain too much, you know when they're lying. You just know if they have too much of a narrative or the story is just too much. You just know. You lying. You can lie, you're lying, and you might as well just face it and say you're sorry. I really think that the girls, even though she did what she did, allegedly, has done what she's done, I think they would forgive her. I really do. I don't think she was expecting this little reality show about this SWV and Escape thing to jump off like it has. And this storyline, I knew she didn't think was going to come to the surface. You know, she's focusing more on her career singing gospel and all that shit. Okay, whatever. But girl, sometimes you just gotta know when to say when, and you at that point. So choose to just say you're sorry for whatever it is. So y'all, but yeah, that's some crazy shit, and she stole that money, allegedly. Allegedly. So on that note, y'all, you know, I'll be back. And that's what's up.
It's got a funky sway. Well, it's a group thing, a group thing.
Come on,
we're moving on, keeping strong. Don't you let them steer you wrong. It's a group thing. We're gonna give you what you want. Just as long as you're around, it's a group thing.
By Eye Candy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. It's their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio.
That's Manisha.
Barbershop. Ebony Barbershop, located Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the lady barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. Located at 1702 Dodge. What's up, lady barber?
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth, and I'm just sitting here chilling on this Saturday, Easter Saturday. It's such a pretty day outside, and I really should be out walking, but I did that yesterday, and I think that was enough walking for me, because I was tired, and I went and got me one of them handicapped scooters. I'm telling y'all, they should have never, ever, ever, ever told me about air fryers and the electric scooters that they have at the grocery store. I know y'all like, what the hell are you talking about? Well, you know, I have to kind of sit in those and run around them in the grocery store because, you know, I'm trying to get my walking back. And I'm doing great. I must say, I can't complain. But, man, it makes my life so much easier when I'm going to the grocery store that I zip, 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 zip through there and get whatever I want. And then I can ride it back down to the corner, because I live right across the street from the grocery store, so I just drive it on down to the parking lot. Y'all should see me in that thing. I'm not even going over 5 miles an hour. I look like the Wicked Witch of the West. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, on my way home. But yeah, y'all should have never, ever, ever told me about electric scooters. And I look for them, you know, in regular stores, like shopping. I do, because they come in so handy. They are.
Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, I'm a little bit lulu, but you know, but that's the truth, though. I ride those things all the time. All the time, all the time. Shout out to the women of LSU for winning the championship. And like, I don't know, they were all of them, they was all on. They all kept shooting 3 points. Boom, a boom, a boom. Man, it was a good thing to see. It was a glorious thing to see. And I'm happy that they did it. But, you know, attention was taken away from them winning the championship. And, okay, this is what happened, y'all. So the girl from Iowa was banging her hand in front of her face, like, you can't see me, you know, taunting them and talking big stuff throughout the playoffs or whatever you want to call them. Now, you know, it was just a team thing. It was just a basketball thing. It was a competitive thing when she did it. But then when the young lady from LSU did it and they were winning and they won, now folks are trying to say that that was not sportsmanship. It was unsportsmanship. It was not ladylike. They shouldn't have done that. But, you know, the sad part about it is, once again, hatred. Being spun into something. She's a basketball player. Both of those girls are basketball players. They're very competitive. I'm sure there had nothing to do with race or color when they were flagging you can't see me. But leave it to the media and to those people that view things in that way, for them to say that, you know, they shouldn't, it was wrong on that side, but it was okay on this side. It was just a competitiveness out of both of them that they were displaying, and it was the people who created that mess, I believe, amongst, you know, about them or amongst them. But the big thing about all that, though, I don't know what that girl's name is, Flo Rida, Flo Shella, Flo, I don't know the girl's name, but she was a teammate on LSU. Turns out this young lady is a hell of a rapper, and I mean a hell of a rapper. She came from, her dad was killed when she was a little girl. Well, not even a little girl. She was a baby inside of her mother, an infant. She hadn't even been born. She'd never met her father. He was a rapper. And so now she's a rapper, and she's a hell of a rapper. She was on America's Got Talent. She did a makeover of Lauryn Hill, and she crushed it. I mean, she crushed it. She really did. Yeah, that girl did that. And so they should have placed more spotlight on the goodness, the diamond in the rough of that teammate, instead of focusing on the girls waving their hands in their faces and making a big ruckus. You know what else is on my nerve about this? You know, normally when people win, like, basketball games, championships, Super Bowls, things of that nature, the winning team is the one that usually goes to the White House to meet the president and so on, right? And that's how it should be. Well, Jill Biden said the other day, well, maybe this team from Iowa should be able to come and along with the team that won. And no, they should not. Missy, you know doggone well that the champion is the one that's supposed to be there. Better luck next time. If they win, then they can come. But not because they lost or because they came in second place or wherever. Something that's reserved for the champion, not the runner-up. And no, not they shouldn't be there. I mean, it seems like we are creating a society of not wusses, and I don't mean to call people a wuss, but just softness. You know, like if you lose, you lose. You just have to accept that and keep trying, and then maybe you'll win. But if you don't, oh well. But you cannot be given, you know how they give all the kids trophies or whatever the things that they win, the little first place, second thing. Everybody's a winner. No, everybody's not a winner. And, you know, I understand you know, Mrs. Biden, you know, trying to, I don't know, smooth it out a little bit, but nah. She don't need to smooth that out. Let them fly where they were or where they may, because they didn't win. And that's that. And it's your girl Big Mouth, and I'll be back. And that is what up. They all supposed to be able to come. No. That's not how it's supposed to be, lady. On that note, I'll be right back. It's your girl, Big Mouth, and that is a what's up. Yep, here we go again.
TripleDGear.com. So if you want to look fly or if you want to look good, make sure you stop on over to TripleDGear.com. Oh, I look fly. I look good.
Welcome back, y'all. That's what's up. Your girl Big Mouth. Shout out to the Vato. Triple D Gear, you know what's up, LSU, and congratulating them, and I'm glad about their, you know, their success, and especially that young lady, I don't know her name, I think it's Flo, I don't know, and I apologize for messing your name up, girl, but shout out to you for doing such a great job and being a good rapper, and much success to you. All right, y'all. I don't know if I want to start talking about Orange Crush or AI. You know, Orange Crush dominates the damn newsway all the time, especially these past 2 weeks when he finally got arraigned or indicted the other day. It wasn't a week he said it was going to be. It was the following week. You know, it's just, he just gets so much attention. And I'm trying my hardest not to really give it to him. But, you know, so much stuff has happened to him and he's gotten away with so much stuff for so long, all of his life, really, from dodging going to Vietnam, from not letting black people move into his building, he and his father, to making things seem more grander, is that a word, than it really is, much more greater, grander, bigger than what it really is for him. I say this, and I say this all the time, he's nothing but a grifter. He is a grifter. And, you know, okay, yeah, he's been indicted. And I hate to say that nothing's going to happen to him. I don't know. I hope maybe this time around. But my goodness, he's been impeached. He's been whatever else he's gotten into, he's gotten away with it. People have always fixed it for him. It's, to me, it's just a waste of time sometimes for me to even think about it and about him and what's happening with him. He waited. After they indicted him, he flew back to Mar-a-Lago and had to give a big speech in front of everybody about how they're doing him wrong and they're, you know, just after him because he is who he is and they don't want him to run for president. No, we don't want you to run for president. We don't want you to run for president even if you were not indicted. We don't want you to run for president. You're a horrible person. I hate to say that. You're just a horrible man and you're orange. You look like chitlins. Chitlins look, y'all. Well, for those of y'all that don't know what a chitlin is, it's the intestines of a pig, and it's a food that traditionally is eaten by some African Americans. But he looks like that. He looks like an old shriveled up chitlin, and with a whole bunch of orange makeup spread on his face. You know, I found out recently that that is makeup that he puts on himself. It's not like tanning stuff. It's makeup that he puts on his face. And his hair, I think I may have mentioned this before, his hair is like one big, like, gotta let it go hairstyle. You know what I mean? You know when people are bald, and then the hair goes back, but he's got that comb back where he combs it around. It takes him, about, to my understanding, I'm told, it takes him about 45 minutes to get his stuff together. Ooh, can you imagine what he would look like in the morning? Just the thought of that just disgusts me. You know how sour milk, like, he seems like he would smell like sour milk. I don't know. But anyway, that's what he's in the news for. That's what's up. I'm not even going to talk about it no more. He's just sickening to me. He really is. I cannot stand him. I just can't. I'm telling you, yes, that's how I feel. That's how I feel about him, and I don't want to give him too much airtime, and he just gets on my nerves. He's gross. He's evil. He's a grifter. Go away. On that note, I'll be right back. That's what's up.
Larry Hoover, whipping. Hallelujah. One nation under God. Real, getting money from the start. I think I'm beating me. Woo! Larry Hoover, getting. Hallelujah. One nation under God. Real, getting money from the start. My Rolls Royce, triple black. I'm geek ya. Balling in the club, bottles like I'm meet ya. That's my nickname. Running in my big vein. Self-made, you just affiliate.
authenticated. Funny you claim innocent that I'm penetrating. Hold the bottles up, where my comrades? What a feeling, what my dog says. I got that in his soul, I just might charge a double. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, whipping. Hallelujah, one nation, under God, real, real, getting money from the Big Meech, Larry Hoover, getting, hallelujah, one nation, under God, real, real, getting money from the star. These mother that I'm icing, stunt so hard, make them come and date me. I think I'm Big Meech. Look at my timepiece, it's in out of mirror, honey, racks and leaks. Look at yourself, now look at me. You can't see us from what you used to be. Look at it this way, you way sideways. Always getting money, my pay. So I'm self-made. You a sucker, sucker, I'm self-paid. It's for my broke, it's for my rich. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, whipping. Hallelujah, one nation, under God, real, real, getting money from the f***ing star. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, getting. Hallelujah, one nation, under God, real, real, getting money from the f***ing star.
Hopefully you spam words in the tip. Orange like caviar, wildin' out, fish tail and Subaru, rally car. Out the passenger, letting the your egg of that girl up, mommy and your dad. Around and knock the emblem on a carry off. Sports bugging out, flicking at your carry door. And did I mention from Red Dead Redemption? Extension. It's like a mattress in the hood. I'm flipping on it. And the money's like a jet. I'm changing on it.
I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Whipping. Hallelujah. One nation. Under God. Real, real. Getting money from God. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Getting. Hallelujah.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth, and that's what's up. And you know who I feel like today? Yeah, I know I run my mouth. I know I run my mouth. You know what I forgot to say today? They just had the elections here in Chicago, and big shout out to the new mayor of the city, Brandon Johnson. Big ups to Mr. Brandon Johnson for winning. And I should have also given a shout out to Justin Blake. Justin Blake is the brother of our activist, Jacob Blake. Trying to get those two at one time. I would love to have the two of them on the show to talk about things that are going on in the city and in the world and the states and all the injustices that are going on. And I think that would be such a great conversation. So y'all should look forward to that, trying to get them two together at the same time. Ooh, not an easy task, not an easy task. So, yeah, back to that damn orange peel. He thinks he is Larry Hoover. He does. He thinks he's Larry Hoover. He thinks he's untouchable. But hopefully maybe this time, his ship will come in. That's all I can say. You know what, y'all? I had heard this song the other day, and I thought it was something new from Jay-Z. Turns out it wasn't actually Jay-Z. It was an AI recording. What I mean by that? Someone used artificial intelligence to text to voice, and the sound, it sounds like Jay-Z. So I was like, oh no, wow. What is going to happen to music now with that being existent? Meaning, you know, everybody always could like to have somebody on a record with them. Like, I would love to have, if I could sing, we'll just throw out somebody. I don't know. Talib Kweli. I don't know. I'm just throwing a name out. But so if I were to say Carla or Big Mouth featuring Talib Kweli, but it's not really Talib Kweli. It would be now Big Mouth featuring AI Talib Kweli or Talib Kweli AI. So they're not going to have to start using that AI in front of stuff because people aren't going to know whether or not that's actually the person, you know, and then they're going to want some kind of cut on their end if we are using artificial intelligence to create the music or the sound that sounds like an already existing artist. Does that make sense? It's just crazy. I heard a Jay-Z song, and I heard a Kanye song. So that's going to start a little thing going on in music now because people are going to be able to create these sounds, these music, without actually having the artist being featured on there, the physical artist. So some way, somehow, the music industry is going to have to start adding artificial intelligence to their list of, I guess, not features, but how something is produced, because it's not actually the person. And so they wouldn't have to normally, they would have to pay some residuals to this person for being featured on a song. But if they're using artificial intelligence, right as it stands right now, they don't have to pay a residual because they're not actually using the person. So the person is now being cheated out of monies that could be made off this music that this person has put out. You know, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. I don't know what is going on out there, but the popo is ripping and running, and I apologize if y'all can hear them, but they ripping and running. I don't know what the popo, what they doing. The other day, I was on my way home, and I had, without going into a long story, I just have an eye for some things that a lot of people just don't normally have an eye for. And I've been the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. I've had a good life. I really, really, really have. But anyway, so I was coming home, and then I spied Johnny Law strategically posted up in this spot. Well, went further down and away from where they were, and I looked up, and there was Johnny Law, strategically posted again. I didn't think anything of it, but when I saw the next vehicle, I was like, oh, they're looking for somebody. Somebody that lives over in this area, they are looking for them, and they are strategically posted in these spots looking for that person. I know. I don't know what made me say that, but it's just something I noticed. And I heard that Illinois is passing a law where it You know, when people smell marijuana and the police smell in your car and that gives them the reason to, like, search your car, they're going to pass a bill or they have a bill up so that it doesn't make it, not illegal, but it doesn't cause them to do a search because you may smell marijuana in the car. I just think the dumbest thing sometimes. But that's true. I just want to share that. It's your girl, Big Mouth. You know me. Always being a lady. I'll be back. And that is what's up.
Something special right here. Excuse me. Just trying to enjoy myself. We got some gangsters in the house too. Come on.
White BM home from FAMU with a gorgeous face. Next semester she transferred to Florida State. Picking like home neck for financial aid. I hella doubt she had problems with financial aid. Remember, meantime my finances straight. I even opened up the door to the financial state. She used to fight with her mom till I set them both down. Now she tight with her mom. Yeah, I put the ice on her arm. Cause she know she can slice in the night to Milan. Still together, cheated on her, but we still gon' be together. Put the house on the water, hit the beach whenever. She from the north and still can't believe the weather.
I got a bunch of dollars, I can spend them on her. So she can be my lady, she can be my lover. Tell me on a late night, get right, he ain't acting right. Give a superwoman, need a superman.
For that other when you got the test. The previous was a test for you, now you're in the big league. A black time runner, who would wanna play for me? Your last man was a chump, and you can tell him I said it. He was talking loud at first, but you can see that he did it. You can see I ain't sweating. Hell, I call him up myself and tell him I ain't get it. Nah, please, don't confuse me, miss. I'm trying to see how I can put you on my Christmas list. I hope you ain't offended by this, but I think funny. And that's straight up real talk. All boots to the side, she replied, I like to do what I do. Place, at my place, not my place, it's her place, yeah.
I got a bunch of dollars, I can spend them on her. So she can be my lady, she can be my lover. Tell me on a late night, get right, he ain't acting right. Every superwoman needs a superman.
Cheddar, knock the man off your clothesline sweater. Get her, gorilla. Chauffeurs, I went and got more killers. I rock them up like fabulous. Cause to tell the truth, baby, life fabulous. But you make it look glamorous. Your spaghetti strap heels, not for amateurs. Wrist quite rocky, talk like Foxy, job like Roxy. Walk like Aki, that means sexy. I will save you if you let me fly with me. Get is mean, a lot of alphabet, girl, I'm a G. Time will tell, Rolex watches, we show stoppers, just watch it.
I got a bunch of dollars, I can spend them on her. So she can be my lady, she can be my lover. Tell me on the late night, get right, he ain't acting right. Every superwoman needs a superman.
Here I am. It's your girl, Big Mouth. Welcome back, y'all. It's Easter weekend, and I'm about to get ready to go turn it up. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Have a great Easter, everybody. Happy Easter to everybody. Everybody. And on that note, I guess it's about time for me to scoot on out of here and get my stuff together. I'm going to cook something real quick. You know me, y'all. I'm a foodie. I don't know what else I'm going to make, but I'm going to make something. And I'm going to air fry it. And then I'm going to get my stuff together. And I'm going to go have a drink. I know that sounds crazy. I don't drink anymore. Me, who used to run 10 bars and and a couple of restaurants. I don't drink anymore, but I want to have a drink tonight. It's Easter weekend. I don't know what I'm drinking, but I'm drinking on something. And you know what? On that note, like the farmer said to the potato, plant you now, dig you later, and everybody have a wonderful Easter. I'm slowly but surely making it through. And on that note, bye, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth. Bye. I'll see y'all. I'll talk to y'all next week. I guess it's next week. Yeah. That sounds good to me. Good night, y'all. Bye.
Good night, sweetheart. Rest time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Rest time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night.